Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
All right, so the purpose of this special called meeting is to determine the future direction for the city manager position.
We should not restrict the new manager by attaching a six-month probationary period. Please make the decision based on filling the position without restrictions. Only the future will tell if anyone is a truly good fit for the position.
You need to decide if you want to toy around, make Mr. Spears think that you want him in that position, but you really don't want him, then do 6 months, do a year, do whatever. But if you really think he's the man for the job, put him in there and he will sink or swim.
I found Ed to be highly motivated, he's effective, he's dedicated to details with project delivery, he's an excellent communicator, and he's very committed to the city of Milton.
Okay, can I just tell you, this was the most unnerving City of Milton Council meeting that I have ever watched. I've watched a lot of City of Milton City Council meetings, and Days of Our Milton is a feature because of the drama and the fighting and the bickering and the name-calling and the, you know, they did Marjorie Taylor Greene before Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, so this is pretty unnerving because it's a big fight in Milton over the direction of the city and who's going to lead it and who's in which faction. And you remember there's been all this drama with the hiring of the replacement city manager to replace Randy Jorgensen, who, you know, they hired Scott Collins and then he unhired himself and then they went back and then eventually they rehired him and then he had to leave right away because he could not get along with the mayor, Heather Lindsay. And other things happened and there's lawsuits and public records requests and investigations and there's just all kinds of stuff and, you know, a lot happened in Milton, not only over this issue, but largely because of the factional nature of Milton. You have on the one hand Mayor Heather Lindsay and the Pitchfork Posse generally, and you know, Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow on the one side, and you have the other six city council members, Ed Spears, the formerly economic development director, now the assistant city manager, and then poised to become the city manager, and Randy Jorgensen, the former and now city manager, and Alex Andrade kind of on the other side. And to hear everybody praising him, saying, let's go, let's have him, we'll take it, was a bit weird, especially when it came to Mike Cusack, one of the most anti of the antis, one of the most pitchforky of the pitchforkers, and he's actually a city council member.
Direction I believe we're going to, this council is going to go, is to appoint Ed Spears. So I think we should, you know, choose him for the position.
Just do it.
Let's do it. Let's vote on it, and I make a motion to appoint Ed Spears if he chooses that he wants a position, right, Ed?
And don't put any asterisks on it. Don't put any time limits on it. Just let him run. Let him do the job. So one historically vehement opponent to Ed makes the nomination. The other historically vehement opponent to Ed and Randy and Alex says,
I'd like to second that motion, but there is something I would like to discuss in regards to the motion.
She just doesn't want him to be able to go back to being the assistant city manager. He wants to fill all the positions and make that appropriate. That's Marilyn Farrow. So if you're watching this, you're like, what's happening? You know, the analogy I use is, you know, I have three boys. And when the boys are fighting and making noise and breaking stuff, okay, they're boys. When it's quiet, you get worried. You know, when everybody's bickering, that's normal. When everybody's getting along is when you get terrified. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know if you know anybody who's a cop or military or first responder type people. You know, when they're kind of worked up and talking or even yelling, that's actually like not the scary time. When they get super calm, oh boy, something's really wrong. Okay, so why the super calm? Well, two theories. Okay, why are they all getting along? Two theories. I'll tell you my theories in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you're heading eastbound on west Highway 98, you can see a lot of traffic building up after the DeVar Beach Causeway going into Wind Haven Beach. That is slowed down or backed up for about 2 or so miles, so expect some delays through there. And in Pensacola, if you're heading north or south on Palafox Road, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up in between Tahar Drive and Cervantes Street this morning. And on Beverly Parkway at the intersection of Palafox Road, we are seeing a lot of traffic building up as well. In Pace and Milton, you can expect to see traffic backing up on Woodbine Road all the way to Quail Drive. And going into 98, Highway 90, you can expect to see some traffic slowing down on the bridge there. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you've been thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide where to buy it, what to get, what's the right price range, is it even affordable for you? You know, how long have you had your current car? Is it time? Yes, it's probably time. If you're asking, it's past time. Frontier Motors, they're a great place to go looking for a good quality used vehicle. They've got about 300 cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, sedans on the lot. Try a bunch. Try three or four. Sit in them. They open them every morning. You can go sit in as many as you like. Fiddle with the knobs. Get a key or two and test drive three, four, five. Test drive something outside of your range. You know, you might discover that's why you don't want it. You might discover, oh, a Jeep might be my thing. I don't know. That's the point. Go enjoy the experience because you will enjoy it at Frontier Motors. They've been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to the city of Milton City Council meeting, special call meeting last night to figure out what to do with the city manager last night. As I said, a very unnerving atmosphere of congeniality, cooperation, and, you know, when Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow are singing Kumbaya with the other city council members, I get scared because I don't know what's happening. I don't know how to take it. So what's going on? Well, I think there are two basic possibilities. Here's possibility number one. Possibility number one is they've just had a change of heart and they've realized that this is the way it's going to go and it might as well make the best of a situation and let's see if we can't turn a leaf, turn a page, be better, get along, everything's going to be fine. We're on the team. Let's go forward in a whole new spirit of cooperation and unity and happiness and Milton forward. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two, if we promote him eagerly and put him in the city manager position, the faster we do that, the faster he'll fail and we can get rid of him and Randy, because Randy will be gone. Or if we can't get him to fail, at least we can bide our time and create some drama and conflict and trouble like we've done before. And maybe we can get the election to swing our way and get two city council seats flipped to our side. And then we can have a 4-4 split. And all of a sudden, Mayor Lindsay, if she's still here, will be the swing vote. And then we can just fire Ed and Alex and do our will with the board. Now, which do you think is more true? Is it likely that they're being nice, or is it more likely that they're playing nice? You decide. You know, I have my own view. So in any case, they had a follow-up conversation, and they, you know, they asked Ed to talk, and Ed talked. As a history major, he said some entertaining things.
Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, members of council, first and foremost, thank you. Just your expression so far of the support is both an honor and is humbling. I look forward to the challenges in whatever dynamic they may be, whichever path you may choose.
Because one of the questions was, do they put him in as the actual guy? Do they put him in as a trainee on a 6-month interim? All those kinds of things. And the basic lobbying had been to just put him in straight as the guy, but they were having this conversation.
This past weekend, had the opportunity to reflect on this opportunity. And it's not something I've wished for. It's something I've worked for 30 years in this field.
For a long time. And as I said, as a history guy,
you have to pardon me as a former history major. In 1519, Hernan Cortez landed in Mexico. He unloaded 600 men and all of their provisions. And then he ordered his crew to burn the boats. It motivated his men, and in 2 years, they conquered the Aztec Empire. It's a halfway pregnant. You're either all the way pregnant, or you're not pregnant at all. If you want me to be your city manager, I would love to be your city manager. And I accept the challenge, and we'll go forward together.
It's just kind of an interesting metaphor to choose, but you get the point is we're going to make it work. Jeff Snow.
Just one question. Are you going to try to conquer Center as a county afterwards? No.
And the other history thing I will leave you with, in 218 BC, when he approached the Alps with 60,000 men and a battalion of battle elephants, and all of his generals said, "We cannot cross these Alps," Hannibal said, "I will either find a way or I will make one."
So Ed is styling himself as Cortez or Hannibal. Just kind of interesting choice of metaphors, right? So anyway, they go on and they do the vote and it's unanimous and there's applause.
And congratulations, Mr. Spears.
Yay. Wow.
And then there's kind of this backdoor conversation about whether we want to keep the headhunter information and the score sheets and all the things so that, you know, if God forbid something happens to Ed and he doesn't work out on the job, we've got a better head start on doing this process again the next time. And there was some back and forth on this. Marilyn Farrow offered the suggestion. Jeff Snow, an ally of Ed, and says, "I don't think we need to do all that." And Mike Cusack says, we keep the numbers around. Anyway, they were, I thought, very clearly designing around the, God, let's hope we get rid of this guy real soon and then we can maybe, you know, go to the headhunter route and find somebody else or whatever. But in the end, you know, Casey Powell suggested, hey, let's at least turn in our score sheets so that we know where we're going. And Randy Jorgensen had the best last comment on this. And again, he is the city manager for the next 3 months while Ed is kind of in, you know, preparation mode to take on the job August 29th.
Mayor Pro Tem, I think that's a good idea, because at least then, if there's some sense of the council at some future point, staff does have some direction, and God forbid something should happen. But, you know, managers do occasionally die.
Retire. Retire.
And retire.
And retire again.
And retire twice. And something could happen to Ed. God forbid, as I indicated, but you'd have at least some idea where to go from there.
So congratulations on getting the job, but do remember, Ed.
You know, managers do occasionally die.
So it's good to have a contingency plan. Bless him, pray for him. Who knows? You know, it is Milton, and because it is Milton, and because this series has never yet been canceled, you never know exactly what's going to happen next. Tune in next week. By the way, there's all kinds of stuff from last week's meetings I haven't even gotten to. We'll get to it eventually. Pace yourselves. There's time. 7:23 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
No person needs to pursue pride. Carnal pride is the natural resting place of a person's heart. In contrast, 1 Peter 5:6 calls people to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Notice that the task to pursue humility is given to us. It says, humble yourselves. So what's your plan to humble yourself? I suggest that plan should begin with the phrase, under the mighty hand of God. What good thing do you have that you didn't receive from God's mighty hand? The answer is nothing. Humility begins with the realization that every positive thing I am and every good thing that I have is all because of God's lavish grace through the provision of His mighty hand. Pursuing humility starts with praising God. Be sure to take time to humbly adore Jesus for His grace in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorneys' fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air and American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area on the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Our Lady of Blessed Acceleration, don't fail me now.
Bon Jovi this morning, 7:27 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Jimmy's got our traffic for us. Jimmy?
If you were traveling south or north on Davis Highway, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up outside the hospital on Johnson Avenue and going on to University Parkway there. Some traffic on Davis as well at the intersection of Olive Road. Heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up right after the Navarre Beach Causeway going into Windhaven Beach. All the way to Hurlburt Field, that is for about three and a half miles or so, so expect to see a lot of buildup there. And in Pensacola, coming in from Beverly Parkway going eastbound at the intersection of North Palafox Street, seeing a lot of traffic building up in every direction. Coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up right outside the Avalon Boulevard intersection. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you have a nice car, an import, a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, a Lexus, you paid extra to get it, you might think, well, I've got to pay more to service it. I've got to go to the dealership. I know it's going to cost me more, but okay, so what? Well, no, not true. Actually, there's a federal law that protects you in being able to go to any place to get your car service. That's, you don't have to go to the dealership. And, you know, Bobby Likas Auto Service, they work on these cars all the time. They work on domestics, too. Okay, your Chevy and your Ford, they don't discriminate. Foreign, domestic, it's all good for them. If you got a diesel engine, they work on that. Even the truck, you know, they work on that. If it's a car, they work on that. So you can find out more about their philosophy. Go to carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. You know, you take your body to the doctor, complex mechanical systems, need a checkup, and your body at least is self-healing. Your car does not self-heal. So even more necessary to take your car to the mechanic periodically to have them look at it and make sure that it's getting what it needs and avoiding the big things that might be coming. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A number of states are holding primary elections today, including Georgia, where Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is on the ballot. The cargo ship that brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge is now safely docked at the port of Baltimore. The dolly was refloated during high tide on Monday morning. Five tugboats guided that vessel 2.5 miles to a nearby marine terminal. And 7 in 10 voters reportedly want to see third-party and independent candidates included in presidential debates. As President Biden and former President Trump gear up for debates this summer, a Harvard Caps Harris poll found that 71% of people think those other candidates should be included in the debates if they qualify. That would include Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's complained about being left out.
Well, 7 in 10 may say they want it. Will 7 in 10 do what's necessary to actually make that happen, which is hold candidates or elected officials' feet to the fire to create a system that does not discriminate in favor of the two-party system, put in a ranked choice voting or instant runoff voting, you know, major reform of the funding system? And the answer is no. No, they will not. In, you know, they care for it enough to answer one question on a poll. That's not how change happens in a representative republic. So, good luck. I'll just say it that way. David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, Bands on the Beach. We got Bands on the Beaches tonight. Let's see, who is on the agenda for tonight? Smokestack Band is going to be performing tonight at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7 o'clock this evening, weather permitting.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. One person is dead, 30 reported injured.
and severe turbulence on a Singapore Airlines flight from London to Singapore, diverted to Bangkok, Thailand. People not buckled in were thrown into the ceiling, many hitting their heads.
Data suggests the aircraft dropped 6,000 feet in around 3 minutes. It was carrying 211 passengers and 18 crew. The airline says it's working with authorities in Thailand to provide medical assistance. Singapore Airlines also sending its deepest condolences to the family of the deceased. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Jurors at the Trump trial in New York hear more from defense witness Bob Costello today. Yesterday, the judge cleared the courtroom and warned Costello about his behavior on the stand. The former president outside the courtroom after.
That was an incredible display. I've never seen anything like it in my life. A tyrant.
Closing arguments are expected a week from today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola on a beautiful Tuesday morning. We've got sunshine and right now 72 degrees in Pensacola. Pensacola police say two people have now been arrested in Central Florida. This is in connection with that jewel heist at the Cordova Mall recently. 41-year-old Jorge Escobar Gonzalez and 42-year-old Linda Salazar Cannon now face several charges, including burglary, grand theft, and conspiracy to commit burglary. Both of those individuals arrested in Osceola County on a warrant obtained by detectives who say several pieces of stolen jewelry were recovered. Earlier this month, about $300,000 in jewels were stolen from the Farzin Jewelry kiosk at the mall. PPD says the investigation continues and additional arrests are possible. Friends, co-workers, and fellow servicemen and women said goodbye to senior airman Roger Rod Fortson recently.
When I received the call about Roger's incident, I immediately responded with, "I trust Roger." I trusted that this had to be a misunderstanding because I knew Roger's character. The Roger I knew was level-headed, respectable, and trustworthy. He was one of our best.
That's Captain Malcolm Lee. He says he served with Fordson for 4 years. During yesterday's memorial service at Hurlburt Field, Fordson was posthumously awarded the Air and Space Commendation Medal. His funeral service was held on Friday in his hometown in Georgia. His death remains under investigation by the FDLE and the state attorney's office after he was shot by an Okaloosa County deputy. Public safety leaders lamenting after another tragic house fire death that they say can be attributed in part to not having smoke detectors inside the home.
I would say if your smoke alarm's over 10 years old, if your smoke alarm doesn't work, or you have that annoying sound that everybody hears, the chirp of the smoke alarm, instead of replace the battery, let us put a new one in.
Deputy Fire Chief Brock Jester talked with Channel 3. The fire happened on Sunday evening. A 64-year-old woman died in the house fire on Marcus Drive. In addition to that fatality, three adults and five children are now displaced. So far, the cause of the fire has not been determined. Late last year, the city of Pensacola started the Smoke Alarm Saturday program, where firefighters canvass neighborhoods and install smoke detectors free of charge. And if you need a smoke detector, contact your local fire department. Well, Milton's now got its next city manager.
This past weekend, had the opportunity to reflect on this opportunity, and it's not something I've wished for. It's something I've worked for 30 years.
During a 30-minute special meeting last night, Milton City Council did vote to name Ed Spears as the next city manager once interim manager Randy Jorgensen steps aside in August. Last week, Jorgensen said he hired Spears as an assistant city manager because he believed in the continuity that would provide. It is 7:35. News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy, what are you seeing on the roads?
Well, if you are in Pace or Milton, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up on Woodbine Road, heading all the way from the 90 intersection back to Guernsey Road. You can expect to see a lot of traffic on Guernsey as well as the Chemukla Highway intersection with Highway 90, and a lot of traffic building up on the bridge this morning, building up specifically right when you get off the bridge into Pensacola. Seeing a lot of traffic on Davis Highway, building up right outside the hospital. If you're heading eastbound on Gulf Beach Highway, you can expect to see some traffic before the Navy Boulevard intersection. That is backed up for about half a mile. Eastbound on 98, right after the Navarre Beach Causeway, traffic built up and slowing down heading into Hurlburt Field. So that is about a 3-mile backup. And heading into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see a lot of traffic built up right before the Avalon Boulevard intersection, slowly dying down right before the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve and clear over the 3 mile bridge into town. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy. Pensacola Christian Academy now enrolling 4- and 5-year-olds for kindergarten. Register now, enrollpca.com, the area's premier kindergarten learning program. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Joseph Neubauer's got our Channel 3 forecast.
Calm weather setting up over the next couple of days as high pressure builds in. We're going to have high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s every single afternoon. Low temperatures will be in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and the chance for rain minimal. A few passing clouds day to day, but really no major chances for rain. Could have a couple sea breeze showers and thunderstorms through the weekend, the long weekend that is, but that chance of rain only sits at 10%. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And right now we've got 72 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 68 in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Samsung Electronics has appointed a new head for its semiconductor business as the firm strives to lead the artificial intelligence chip race. Young Hoang Jun will now head the division, focusing on new growth opportunities and to strengthen its competitiveness. Samsung is competing with SK Hynix to produce the most advanced memory chips in the market to ride the AI wave. Peloton shares plunged more than 12% after the fitness company said it is launching a global refinancing. The company is offering $275 million in convertible senior notes due 2029 in a private offering and plans to enter a $1 billion five-year term loan and a $100 million revolving credit facility. Peloton plans to use the proceeds to buy back about $800 million of its 0% convertible senior notes. Futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 196. The NASDAQ gained 108. That's your money now.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio Pensacola has just received another major award thanks to you, our listeners. This time it's the prestigious 2024 Crystal Award from the National Association of Broadcasters, where representatives of the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10 radio stations in America, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the Crystal Award for our exceptional year-round commitment to community service. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:39, News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Happy Tuesday. Sheriff Chip Simmons is here in studio with me. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. Some weeks we don't have an awful lot of material, and then other weeks we have, like we had last week, which is an enormous amount of incidents, unfortunately. Beginning with Tuesday, right after you and I got done talking, we found out that there had been a three people shot over on Diego Circle off of Massachusetts Ave that you guys think is maybe retaliatory for the other incidents.
Yeah, we're obviously investigating it. We do believe it is
retaliatory from the previous, the triple homicide that we had a couple weeks ago.
That was the one outside the party where the two guys snuck through the yard. Okay.
Yeah, so we think this is because the people that we're hearing maybe involved in the first one were also involved in as victims of the second one. So we're looking at that. We talked about this whenever we first announced the triple homicide, was that we were concerned about retaliation because we weren't getting some good information from witnesses and some family members and such, and they're not really being forthcoming with us. So we were concerned that they were going to try to take matters into their own hands, and we were encouraging them not to do that, to let us know and to put people in jail so people can stop hurting each other.
And you guys have a car, but no suspects in this case. Is that right?
We were looking for a car. We did find the car. We do have the car in our possession.
It was a drive-by shooting in Diego Circle.
Yes.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, they pulled into it's a one-way street.
Yeah, it's just a little cul-de-sac,
L-shaped
basically. Yeah,
thing. And they pulled up, opened the door, and started shooting at some specific people.
Okay.
And they get in the car, and then they leave. So we did have a vehicle description, which we actually put out to the public, and then we did collect that car, and now we're still investigating it. We do have some leads, and we're asking if anyone has more information, please let us know.
Okay. I know there was a lot of conversation about, that's close to the school, and that's, Aris Drive is over there, and that's pretty close to what used to be Truman Arms is now, Oakfield Terrace? Is that the name of the? No.
Yes.
That's okay.
Rosewood Terrace.
Rosewood
Terrace.
What I thought was, this is notoriously an area. I mean, this is a really, the county's coming in there and bulldozed houses to stop the problems, right? This is a historically really bad. And so in some ways it's almost like, well, yeah, this is bad, but this is less than there had been before, right? I mean.
Well, the Aris Boulevard dead ends.
Yeah.
And there's a small wooded area that separates that from what used to be Truman Arms. And if you recall, 30 years ago, there was a big wall and some barbed wire fence on top of it because they were having so much trouble in what was then called Truman Arms. Again, I was at the Pensacola Police Department at the time. This has been a challenge for law enforcement for decades.
I mean, my wife and I would go bicycling all the time, okay? And, I remember, knowing enough not to bicycle in Diego Circle, not knowing enough to not bicycle on Aris Boulevard, but when we got back in there, it was because you bike enough places, you know where you shouldn't be. We realized pretty quickly we shouldn't have been there. I mean, that's just it's a rough area. I mean, bad stuff happens, which is sad for the residents there who are good people and the kids who grew up there. But also, people are kind of the reaction to this is, oh my god, buy a school.
Well, I can tell you, we have spent a lot of time in Aris Boulevard, Diego Circle,
right.
A lot of our attentions,
right?
Over the last couple of years since I've been the sheriff, and certainly in the years prior. We spend a lot of time there. Proactive enforcement. We do a lot of, we work with Delarian Pogue, a friend of mine who has a church right down the street, and we have had many meetings with them about what to do and how we can help with, with the kids and just with the community at large. And I think that we're making some progress. But again, this retaliatory shooting, people coming from other neighborhoods to that neighborhood, it's difficult for us to pinpoint exactly when that's going to take place.
That's not ShotSpotter area, is it?
No.
Okay. But you do have cameras, I assume. Or
there may or may not be cameras.
There's lots of places that have cameras, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You also, in that vicinity, you had a 16-year-old, a teenager, got stabbed on Massachusetts, right? In that sort of in that area also?
Yeah, we got a call on Massachusetts Avenue, which is a big road, obviously. But,
right.
And I don't know the exact address of where he was stabbed, but he got into a fight with a large group of people and one or two of those individuals end up stabbing him. It's not life-threatening. We're still working on gathering who all was there because, again, as we have large groups of people, it's sometimes difficult or it's challenging for us to determine exactly which one pulled the knife and which one did the cutting. So,
but not related.
We're investigating.
Not you don't think.
No. This seems like a spontaneous. I can't say it was a party, but certainly a gathering.
Okay.
And ended up the result was an argument and a stabbing.
In other news, but still bad news, you had yesterday or the day before, you had an elderly couple that apparently it's a murder-suicide. A family member left the home and came back and found them. Is this right?
Yeah, we don't usually talk about suicides, but
right.
Murder-suicides obviously get the attention of the community.
And it's a pretty
it's just kind of sad
case, right?
Well, yeah. The report, as I understand it, was that there's an elderly couple, and then their daughter was there to take care of them. The daughter
like
went
80,
to the store.
Like elderly?
Yeah, they were in the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah. and at least one was in poor health. And they the daughter left and came back, and there was a note on the garage door said, "Call the police. Don't go inside." Unfortunately, when we go inside, we see that it looks like the male had shot his wife and then turned the gun on himself. So it's just a terribly tragic situation all around.
And you and I, you know, obviously for the daughter, unbelievable trauma. And then we talk many times about the psychological challenges for your folks and for, you know, the medical examiner and for EM, and just what they see, what they encounter. You know, for you and me talking about it on the radio, it's a for them, it's direct visual horror, right?
Well, to me, it's almost impossible to not put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
You know, do you have elderly parents or elderly grandparents? Do you, or, you know, and it's difficult to just put that out of your mind and go very next call to, you know, and be
reset to
courteous
normal.
And, you know, hey, how are you doing? How can we help? And that's why credit really goes to our the men and women in law enforcement that are able to do that. And that's why we have to continue to support them as much as we can.
I don't know how they don't carry baggage across. I mean, it's almost like, you know, when these stories happen and they have carried trauma with them or baggage with them, it's almost surprising that doesn't happen more often, because it's so easy to understand how that would influence your day, your life, your everything you react to in the future. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons. He's here in studio with us. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Heading eastbound on 98 right after the Navarre Beach Causeway. We're seeing a lot of traffic building up going into Windhaven Beach into Hurlburt Field. And heading westbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up right before the Avalon Boulevard intersection. Continuing on there for a little bit, clearing up as you get past the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, clear into Pensacola. A lot of traffic building up in Pensacola on all the roadways, but specifically building up on Cervantes right as Scenic turns into Cervantes, going westbound and continuing down into 12th Avenue there, and heading both north and south on Palafox Street in between Cervantes and Fairfield Drive. So expect delays and drive with caution on our roadways here this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Other news, you had a very concerning incident of a person who stole a car, but that was only the beginning of the story.
Yeah, a dude decides to steal a car from a relative of his who reported it. So he's driving this Cadillac Escalade that he had stolen. And I guess he's driving a little bit crazy, so he ends up crashing into the storage building of the Haji Shrine. And when he does that, he tears up the tire on the car that he stole. They weren't even supposed to be in. So he decides he's going to get the tire fixed because he needs the tire fixed. So he drives down 9 Mile Road, and he finds a tire store, pulls in a tire store to get the tire fixed, and looks over and sees a Jeep and says, "I think I'll steal that Jeep instead."
So he
steals the Jeep. Yeah, well, one's got four good tires and one's got three good tires.
Well, at least the stolen car, the owner's got to be happy it was already at the tire store.
It was perhaps. Anyway, so he gets
so
in the
we're on
Jeep,
vehicle number
steals,
two. Okay.
Yeah, he steals a Jeep, and then he's taken off, and we get the call, obviously, and our deputies are in the area, and we find it. We see the Jeep, and he decides he's going to run from us, but we do a pit maneuver on him, end up stopping him really quick. He refuses to get out, so we pull him out of the car. With the help of some citizens and people pitched in.
Good for them.
This is a great community. And so we cuff him and put him in jail. And so he's charged with all of those things, stealing cars left and right and running from the cops and resisting cops and, you know, all that bad stuff.
I have to ask, drugs?
We didn't find any drugs in there.
No. That's now, actually discouraging, I think, in a way, because at least and then you could blame it on that. All right. And then you had what was maybe the more entertaining side of the news, but maybe not. I don't know. You went to serve a warrant and you found a guy doing laundry.
So, yeah. You know, growing up, you always think hide and seek. There's a good spot here. You always look at the washer and the dryer and thinking, should I? And we always, in my mind, no, I'm not going to climb into that. However, That piece of information didn't really mean everyone, because some people still think
not everybody got that note.
Right. So guy's been wanted. Let's see here. What his name is David Jackson. He had a warrant for shooting into an occupied dwelling from March, and we get a tip that he's at this particular house. So we go there and can't find him, and we end up after searching the rest of the house in the laundry room, lo and behold, they check the dryer, and they open up the dryer, and he's now. Here's the thing: what is he going to do now? He can't. He's basically
hard to flee from there.
In fact, our deputy took a picture of him,
of course, for
evidential purposes, obviously. And so we got it. It's like he can't just jump out. You can't go out the back of the dryer.
Right.
So you got to come back out.
How'd a grown man fit into a dryer?
You know, I'm not sure how tall he was, but if you look at the pictures that we posted on social media, that he looks like he's sort of too big to fit in a dryer.
Yeah.
And I guess people that have claustrophobia now are thinking, no way.
Right.
There's no way. You know, a lot of comments on our social media, should have turned it on and tumble dryer and all that kind of stuff.
Fluff and fold arrest.
Anyways, but we had a little bit of a little bit of fun with the story ourselves, but
or maybe he knew he was going to jail and he was doing a little adversity conditioning to get used to the small space. That's no, okay.
All right. Yeah, I don't know.
So, hey, just a quick question because I did not watch the Board of County Commissioners meeting yesterday, so I don't even know if we approved this or not. But they were looking at putting in some new rules regarding anchoring and mooring of boats anywhere in proximity to piers and paddle launches and things like that. I know my wife and I were just paddleboarding out on Pensacola Beach and Little Sabine the other day, and you know where there's a little launch over there on the west side of the road. There were two boats were like within 40 feet. They would have been in violation. It's like a $500 fine or something. What I noted in the copy was in the backup was that you guys are tasked with enforcement between you and code enforcement, but you guys. Did the county consult with you on enforceability for any of this stuff? Did they ask? Because to me, that's, you know, they can pass the law. They don't have to consult, but I would think they would want to find out if this is an enforceable. Did they consult with you guys at all on these things?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
And they may not have passed it yesterday. Like I said, I didn't watch the meeting.
Well, and while they do put sheriff's office and or mm-hmm. code enforcement, their intent may have been that code enforcement will do
be the primary,
and they work for them, so that,
fair
that may be
could
why
be.
They would do that. But no, I'm not aware of this.
Okay, last one, and this is it's a sad note, but it's also I think kind of a tribute to your agency. Most law enforcement agencies, certainly in this area, every year do a memorial service, and you guys did this last Wednesday. Is that right?
Yeah, last Wednesday was actually the day of the law enforcement appreciation and memorial day. And we had our event on that day. It was very well attended. We appreciate the community coming out. The other elected officials came out to help us pay tribute and to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Mm-hmm. They gave their lives for our community. And I think it's altogether fitting that we continue to mention their names, to mention what they've done for us. And we have this this granite wall, and we have their names etched on it. We actually have two canines that were killed by gunshot wounds in line of duty as well, which is kind of rare, fortunately.
Yeah.
But yes, we pay tribute to the deputies and to the two canines that had been killed during the 200 plus years in the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
I think that it's for a military town, but also for a town that cares about law enforcement and wants to continue to honor them. It's all part of our culture of trying to understand and also showing that, you know, you matter and that we appreciate the work.
Yeah, oh, they care about service. Yeah.
Absolutely. There was one last, just a quick one. There was a story about how Hellcats are being stolen more frequently. The souped up Chargers. It is a Charger, I believe. Anyway, Charger Hellcats. Have we had that?
Right?
A Challenger? See, yeah. I can never keep them straight, so I apologize. But the Hellcats are the souped up ones. Have you guys had that happen here in the county at all?
We've had two reported in our area. I don't know that it's a trend or anything.
Sure.
I mean, we oftentimes have similar cars that are stolen. There, you can look at the, the statistics, and there are some, I don't know, Dodges or Toyotas. They're the most stolen cars, but we have had, which is kind of odd. We have had two Dodge Challenger Hellcats stolen in the last couple of months. So I don't know what they're doing with them. The last one was stolen was bright orange. I know the owner of that particular car. And I've seen that car around, so I if it's around, we'll see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, the chase may be a little challenging for us, but I can tell you, maybe we'll have to.
A little challenging, really? A little challenging?
What?
A little hellish? All right, fine. My one thought is it maybe like they get proficient at something and it's easier to steal a kind of car they know how to steal, do you think?
We're looking to see if there's rumor has it there are some ways that they can
like a hack
get in,
kind of thing.
You know, hack into
okay.
the car
gotcha.
And then change some things around in there and drive it away. So we're looking into that, but that may be something that may or may not be taking place here.
Okay.
We do know that they're nationwide. There are people that can clone some keys and do different mm-hmm. things, and we're looking mm-hmm. to see if that's a way that they may have done this, you know, may have come to town to specifically look for those cars, and then they're wandering throughout the country doing the same thing.
Gotcha. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, thank you for what you do leading the organization, keeping us safe, and spending some time with us this morning. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
7:55 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading eastbound on Highway 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up going into Windhaven Beach after the Navarre Beach Causeway, and that is going back for about 5 or 6 miles or so. And dying down a little bit right before Hurlburt Field. If you're coming in from Pace and Milton, you can expect to see some traffic building up on Woodbine. It's actually not as bad as it was, but heading into US 90 there. And clearing up as you get into Pensacola, a little bit of traffic right off the bridge, but clearing up as you get into Davis Highway and 9 Mile. And seeing a lot of traffic building up on I-10 right after the Pine Forest exit, going on for about 2 miles there going eastbound, westbound, excuse me. And what is this road? Pinecone Drive backed up as well. So if you're at that intersection, please expect delays and drive with caution. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2. Right after...
All right, 7:59 on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne, do we have a quick headlines from you, sir?
We do. There's legislation being introduced to keep AM radio in vehicles. Woo! The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act of 2024 was introduced on Monday. That would require vehicle manufacturers to continue including AM broadcast radio as standard equipment in your vehicles.
Very good. Listen to us on 1620, and we're there for you in the emergencies.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.